It's 10:41, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Stephanie with Gord Brunt. Currently outside our East York studios, it's 8 degrees and sunny. Here are this morning's top headlines. The TTC reopened stations on the Yonge Line after a deadly accident yesterday. $7.8 billion budget passes in Toronto. British police arrest 6 terror suspects. And more violence in the Congo displaces thousands. Now to our top story this morning. Stations on the Yonge subway line are open after a transit worker was killed yesterday. Maintenance worker Antonio Almeida was killed when a piece of equipment smashed into the flatbed car he was working on. Two other workers are in hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The TTC says crews worked overnight to clear the line, and service is now running as usual. The City of Toronto is passing a $7.8 billion budget. Last week, City Manager Shirley Hoy warned city councillors of a budget crisis, but the new budget will allow them to keep perks of the job. A vote yesterday entitled councillors to free passes to city-owned golf courses, despite the perk being worth about $15,000 a year. The budget was passed on a 27-15 vote. Marilyn Shirley is ready to win back Beaches East York. Greg Dalgetty has this report.
I can guarantee you, if I get to Ottawa, they ain't seen a hot flash yet, I'm telling you.
The NDP's Marilyn Shirley is ready for a rematch with Liberal MP Maria Minna. The Beaches East York NDP Riding Association named Shirley its federal candidate at a nomination meeting in February. Shirley lost to Minna by 5 percentage points in the 2006 election. Shirley says her environmental credentials will set her apart from Minna in the next election.
I'm well known for my constituency work, my advocacy, and my very strong environmental credentials. I got into politics as an environmentalist. I've been dealing with global warming issues for over 20 years.
NDP leader Jack Layton has thrown his full support behind Shirley.
We think that this riding is one where, with a candidate like Marilyn, who's now even better known because she ran last year, more people got to meet her. They can see what an authentic individual she is, what a fighter for the East End of Toronto on so many issues.
Layton says Shirley would make a great addition to the NDP caucus.
I'm personally excited because she'll make such a wonderful member of parliament and in addition to our team of strong women representing the Toronto ridings, Peggy Nash, Olivia Chow, of course, and Marilyn. Wow.
Greg Dalgetty, Centennial College Radio News.
Thank you, Greg. In international news, British police arrested 6 terror suspects today. Police said 5 were arrested in London and 1 in Luton, northwest of London. The suspects face charges of inciting others to commit acts of terrorism overseas and raising funds for terrorism. The men are in a London station while police continue the investigation. Escalating violence between militia and government in Congo is forcing thousands of people out of their homes. Today, the United Nations said more than 64,000 people have been affected by the conflict in recent weeks. The fighting is taking place in the far east of Congo. UN officials say people fleeing the area are taking refuge in the nearby bush and makeshift camps. A new government of Congo is struggling against militia loyal to the former government. More than 1.1 million Congolese are displaced in their country. And that's the latest in news.
Welcome back and hello everyone. The Raptors are playing against Vince Carter and the Nets in the Game 3 of the NBA playoffs tonight in New Jersey. Chris Bosh and Anthony Parker look to have a repeat of Game 2's performances when both of them combine for 51 points to even the series at 1. The Nets' chances of pulling ahead in the series may be in jeopardy since Jason Kidd may be forced to sit out tonight's game because of a strained left knee. The Vancouver Canucks look to even up the series with the Ducks tonight in Game 2 of the second round in Anaheim. Looking tired in Game 1 of the series, the Canucks are looking for redemption from their 3-1 loss in Game 1 to an energetic Ducks team. Also, Game 2 will be played tonight in Buffalo to determine whether the Sabres can build a comfortable 2-0 series lead over the New York Rangers. The St. Mike's Majors of the OHL slipped back to one game above 500 for the season as they hosted and lost to the Windsor Spitfires. The Spitfires' goaltending was in tip-top shape while the Majors' leading scorer set out with an undisclosed injury. Matt Smith has this report.
In OHL action yesterday, goalie Anthony Guadagnolo made 28 saves and centerman Brett Liscombe scored the game-winning goal as the Windsor Spitfires beat the St. Mike's Majors 3-2. Guadagnolo, who was recently acquired from the Ottawa 67s, put on quite a spectacle in yesterday's game. Majors coach Bud Stefanski was quite impressed with Guadagnolo's performance.
Their goaltender played well. I mean, there's no question. He came in here on the road and, you know, he shut the door on us.
Majors forward Tyler Donati, who added a goal and an assist for his team, also commented on the Spitfires' goaltender.
I think their goalie did play well tonight. We still need to capitalize. You know, we're going to come up against hot goaltenders every so often, and I think that we need to be able to bury our chances.
The Majors' leading scorer, Justin Donati, was missing in action and was likely the reason why the Majors came out short in the end. Coach Stefanski comments.
You take your leading scorer over any game, it's going to hurt a team. So, it's going to take its toll, and we just have to weather the storm. And Justin Donati will be back in 10 days. We have to get through next weekend on the road and then go from there.
The Blue Jays return home tonight after an impressive performance from pitcher A.J. Burnett last night in New York with a 6-0 win over the Yankees. The Jays will be hosting the Texas Rangers for a 4-game series over the weekend. Josh Towers will be making his fourth start of the season tonight, looking to build on his last start, where he picked up the loss against the Baltimore Orioles. And that's it from the world of sports. Now here's Gord with all the buzz from Hollywood.
Since the Lord of the Rings show was canceled in 2006, many people have been worried about the theater scene in Toronto. But yesterday, businessman Aubrey Dan held a party at Elgin Theatre to preview scenes from his six musicals that Dan Cap Productions plans to show in its inaugural season. Roughly 1,600 people attended the showing, and the 2007-2008 season starts September 18th, and tickets for the six musicals will go on sale on Saturday. The band that started right here in Toronto almost 4 years ago and has since grown into a full-blown touring act with the revolving lineup of musicians was back at the Phoenix Concert Theater last night. Ryan Nesbitt has a story on Classic Albums' live double album performance.
This is a Centennial College Radio breaking news bulletin. Now, live to the newsroom.
The chair of the TTC, Adam Guillaume, has resigned. Guillaume told reporters this morning at City Hall he felt he could not remain on the job running Toronto's Public Transit Commission after yesterday's fatal accident that killed a longtime TTC worker. Guillaume has been on the job only 8 months. He says he's tried but failed to repair a corporate culture that doesn't put worker safety first. We'll have more on this developing story as it unfolds. Okay, and back to entertainment. The band that started right here in Toronto almost 4 years ago and has since grown into a full-blown touring act with a revolving lineup of musicians was back at the Phoenix Concert Theatre last night. Ryan Nesbitt has a story on Classic Albums Live double album performance.
Classic Albums Live was back at the Phoenix last night. They may just be the hardest working band in the business. Not only did they perform U2's The Joshua Tree and War back-to-back, no breaks, they produced albums exactly as they sound on record, note for note and cut for cut. It's hard to go wrong with songs as catchy as U2's, but the band's dedication to musicianship really showed, and fans like Marian Meanders applauded them for it.
There's a few really amazing players. There's the guitarist, Clifton, and the drummer. I don't know his name, but his drummer is amazing. I've listened to it so many times that it becomes like a common knowledge of U2.
If you didn't make it to the U2 show, you can catch the band back at the Phoenix on March 17th when they perform Pink Floyd's The Wall, and again on April 19th for their fourth anniversary bash. On that date, they're playing Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones. This is Ryan Nesbitt, Centennial College Radio News.
And tonight, American Idol plans on doing things a little differently. The hit show will be bringing in numerous celebrities in order to raise money for charities. The show will be called Idol Gives Back. It will be featuring such celebrities as Gwen Stefani, El Devo, and Kelly Clarkson, as well as celebrity fans such as Hugh Grant and Terry Hatcher. Donations will be given by the sponsors for every vote that is called in during the night. After two seasons, the Lake Winnipeg shoreside town was stunned to find out that the TV show Falcon Beach was being canceled. This was a show about a group of cool teens in Manitoba resort community who found that wasting their time on the beach was better than anything. The show was canceled due to a drop in funding support from the networks that have carried it, ABC in the U.S. and Global TV in Canada. That's all from the world of entertainment. Now back to Stephanie with today's top stories.
Thank you, Gord. Recapping our top stories today, the chair of the TTC has resigned after yesterday's deadly accident, and the TTC has reopened stations on the Yonge Line after. $7.8 billion budget passes in Toronto, British police arrest six terror suspects, and more violence in the Congo displaces thousands. Stay tuned to Centennial College Radio News. On behalf of all of us here, thanks for listening.